taken away is hitting Mitch McConnell and President Trump in the face. We'll see how it unfolds.
Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, Kareen Hollebach, Laura Geminder are here. Disrupt Madison, join the rebellion, and do it in the workplace or do it on your own. You both have your own businesses. So you worked in larger employers as employees in the past and said that's it, right? No more?
Yep, no more. All done.
So, because you're both very young. So, I mean, how young were you, when you made the break from the other life?
So, I made my break when I was pregnant with my first child. So, she's almost four. So, I would say almost 5 years now.
Uh-huh. And it takes a lot of courage. A lot of people want to do that, but don't have the plan or the nerve to do it. So, how would you say people should think about that?
Well, first things is that kind of look at what are you receiving from your employer? Are you happy?
Well, usually a paycheck. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, but what comes with that paycheck also? What are your benefits? Are your benefits worth you staying? Can you ask your employer for better benefits? Can you ask your employer for wage negotiation?
So wages, benefits in terms of the raw health care and so forth, or retirement or whatever, that kind of benefit, as opposed to the benefits that come from quality of life or fulfillment.
Correct.
Which would be the other benefit, which not so much the tangible one. Laura, so what about you? Were you both 17 when this happened, by the way? I mean, you know.
Oh, didn't you see us jamming out to the Friends tunes?
So what happened?
Gen X.
When did you make the jump?
I started doing some coaching, life coaching on the side about 7 years ago. And then I just hit my 3-year anniversary for leaving corporate after a very great 14-year career.
Oh.
Loved my coworkers, but the challenge, the impact I wanted to make, there wasn't a potential to do that.
Where did you work corporate-wise?
I worked at AAA, the Automobile Association.
AAA, Michael B.
I did work with Michael B. back in the day.
I saw his wife today.
Good guy.
Can we say what company you work for?
No, but I'll tell you that it's a famous regional cheese manufacturer.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And so that was it. But you see people, you have friends, you talk, and they will say, I'm not fulfilled, or I'm not getting paid enough, or, you know, whatever the case, I'm working more, and somebody else gets paid more. Maybe, a male does. I mean, I'm not sure what conversations take place. So what do you say to them?
Well, first of all, we ask. So talk about if you're thinking that you're not getting paid enough, let's talk about putting together the metrics and what you've done for your company and going and asking for wage
renegotiation. Say it four times real fast. Yeah.
And sometimes people think the grass is greener, and just to get yourself out there, dust off your resume, go talk to a couple different companies and see what options. And, you know, sometimes a better opportunity is out there, or sometimes you're able to use that to negotiate with the company where you're at.
Okay, well, it sounds good. And we should say Disrupt Madison is a movement designed to energize, inspire, and challenge executives, business leaders, community change agents, and professionals in the HR field. You want to move the dialogue forward and empower people to take action to change the world of work. Now, what happens if you go in and you say, I like a raise, I think I deserve a raise, and they just look at you and laugh? I mean, what happens there? They
give you how you want to be treated? Do you want to be laughed at?
No, but if they just give you a blank stare and you just say, well, I guess I know where I stand, right?
Well, if they give you a blank stare, they're probably like, whoa, I'm really impressed with this person that's come to me and actually have looked at what they're contributing to the organization and really actually thought about it, and I think I'm going to give them a raise.
You think that's what they're thinking?
I think if you've got a very
good employers and no talent.
And a very savvy employer. If you've got a savvy employer and they look at what you've brought to them and look at kind of the ROI of what you're producing, I think they're gonna say, I'd kick myself if I lost this person.
Okay, well, that could happen. You know, I've always been in this idea that I just assumed the worst when I was, if I wanted money, I have to get a better job. I have to leave. I just assumed that without even saying, could I have a raise?
Hey, you know what? If you don't ask,
won't happen.
What's the harm, right? Well, what are they going to do? Say no? Ooh.
And if not now, maybe it's something they can accommodate in next year's budget.
Well, that's true. 25 years ago, as a reporter in Green Bay, LUK, reporters didn't get paid much. So I bartended one night a week. And I even delivered pizzas once, and almost delivered pizzas to a newsroom meeting that I was attending. It was where I had to change the schedule. And a county board member recognized me from the news, you know, and told my boss, "Hey, one of your reporters gave me a pizza last night." And it got back to the management. And they said, okay. And the GM said, we should give him some more money.
Nice. Sometimes that's what it takes, right?
No, they offered me $2,000 more if I agreed to stay 6 months longer, and I wouldn't do it, so I turned on the raise. But, you know, sometimes you can embarrass yourself like that. Have somebody see you delivering pizzas and then say, well, it's pretty embarrassing.
Hey, I don't think that's embarrassing. That's someone who's got hustle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hard work. Good at work ethic.
Well, you know,
come on now,
one of those deals. Well, I was younger and much skinnier at the time, although I'm working on it, folks. Tell me about the event coming up. You have these events and, you know, what the goal of your Disrupt Madison campaign is.
We are super excited to be having our second event here in Madison. And the event is all about inspiring us to do and be more in the workplace with the thoughts that everyone works and taking a really broad view of that topic. We have 11 speakers that are coming in. Each person gets 5 minutes, 20 slides. Each slide advances every 15 seconds to blow your mind.
Wow. The inaugural, Disrupt Madison event was held at High Noon Saloon in 2016. What about the next one?
We're also at High Noon Saloon again. Yeah. We're very thankful to High Noon Saloon. They really provide a great atmosphere for our event. We'll also be live streaming our event through Hinckley Productions. If you go to www.disrupt.hinckleyproductions.com, anyone can join the disruption.
Wow.
Worldwide.
We're kind of in a disrupting time, aren't we? I mean, all around. What's the date of the new event? Because I see the June 16th from 2016, but you've got it coming up soon.
Yes. So this year's event is happening next week, Wednesday, June 7th.
Yeah. Okay.
The disruption starts at 5:30 with networking, and then we go live at 5:45. The program starts at 6 o'clock, and we end promptly at 8.
Wednesday, June 7th, 6 o'clock. We'll get there as early as 5.
Yes, if you have
tickets. High Noon Saloon, yeah.
Yes.
Well, and so you go to that, and you're going to hear all these amazing motivational stories about what each person did and so forth.
I would say that some are motivational, some are informational, some are taboo. We're trying to change the way people view the world of work and their place in it. And
some are taboo, so they're going to...
Yeah.
Say they broke the rules or they broke the corporate culture or the culture of the office?
You could say that, but I would also say there's things one of our speakers is talking about something that not many people, or I wouldn't think at all, talk about in the workplace, which is looking and recognizing the signs of domestic abuse in your employees.
In the workplace.
In the workplace.
Which, unfortunately, both of us experience in our careers.
You know, that doesn't get a lot of press, does it? I mean, you hear about it at home, and you think domestic violence and domestic abuse, you always think in terms of home. But yet, no.
No, they bring that to work. So if someone is being abused at home, they very rarely tell their coworkers. And what happens is HR gets involved, and HR wonders, why are you late to work? Why aren't you productive?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to? Are you going to ready to lose your job? And if they don't know, they don't know what's happening, because who's going to tell you?
Right.
Right. And what do your coworkers do? What if your coworkers know that's happening?
Okay, but when you said at work, I mean, I was thinking in terms of abuse from a supervisor.
Sure. We were talking about the signs that people who are abused at home bring to work.
Oh, I see. And that is a case where they're not sensitive. And, of course, you encourage people to say something to them.
Right, but what are they supposed to say? They don't know, do they? Most cases.
No.
No.
And for my example, it followed a coworker into the work situation when I was a teenager working here in the Madison area in a kitchen.
Really? So and when you say you were experienced it, were you talking about something that
happened? Not personally, a coworker.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay. But is there, though, another concern about things that happen at work? Not to be too heavy here, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would say that I'm sure abuses happen at work, but what we're covering is the signs of domestic abuse.
Right. Signs of it and how people should be encouraged to go to HR and explain, here's what's happening. Because in my case, it was just a bad divorce and I didn't shave. My tie wasn't tied on the news once. You know how that tie, it's bad if you're on the news and you're doing the news and you don't tie your tie. But I'm just kind of like walking around nobody noticed in the studio. You know, people call up on the phone and they said, he doesn't have his tie tied. So then 10 minutes later, hey, Mitch, tie your tie. Nobody, they don't care. They're gathered to get the paycheck. But I mean, there's various forms. Mine was more comical, but still, you're disheveled. You're out of sorts, mm-hmm. right? Now you went through tough family things and...
And you need somebody, and you especially need your employer to understand what you're going through and maybe give you some time.
He did take me out for a drink and talk to me one Saturday and said, focus on work. That's what he said, which was probably the best advice. But anybody who wants to call in on this, very serious topics and also very fruitful and educational in terms of elevating your position currently where you work now and what you could be doing in terms of a business, which both of our guests have pursued and are doing very well. The Mitch Hanks Show, 210-1667, 210-1667. The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
Two Bridges was one of the toughest neighborhoods in New York, especially in the Al Smith projects. It was a no man's land with no rules. On Christmas Eve 1951, Mac Pastamadeo vanished without a trace while walking home with his little boy Angelo. Now 13, Angelo's a gang member and the only witness to the brutal murder of an undercover cop who holds a clue to Mac's disappearance 6 years ago. Stalked by killers, Angelo becomes part of an unlikely alliance of a priest, a mob boss, and a police detective in order to uncover the truth behind the murder and Mac's disappearance. Weepers by Nick Chiarkas.
At Troy Research, we understand that success is determined by your customers. To realize the greatest success possible, you need to understand what they want and why. Your customers have opinions to share with you. As researchers, our assignment is to gather those opinions, illuminate the issues, and shed the light of understanding on decision-making. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research at 608-271-8884 or email jlittle@troyresearch.com. Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
In real estate, you want to work with Tim Rail.
I did work with another realtor, and I had the house on the market for close to a year before Tim stepped in. With Tim, my house was sold in 4 months. Tim Rail had so much more to give. Tim was always there and accommodated my schedule.
Let's get ink on paper today with Realtor Tim Rail of Coldwell Banker Success, 698-7653.
I would recommend Tim Rail any day.
Tim Rail, 698-7653.
Need a comedian or MC for your private party or corporate event? Don't be shy. I can do it without telling any dirty jokes. In fact, when I'm not doing my Frank Sinatra tribute show, I've done stand-up at the comedy club and at private events for years, whether it's a large convention or private gathering in your living room. I've done it. We all need to laugh more. The world can be even more stressful than it is. There's no business like show business, and I usually find those of you who have the best jokes about your coworkers at the company dinner. So feel free to contact me at 347-0374. That's 347-0374. Or email at info@madisontalks.com. That's info@madisontalks.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
I like the topic. It deals with work. George Burns, the late comedian, entertainer, singer, Burns and Allen, they said, what's the key to happiness? He said, have a job you love. Because you're there so much. Or so much of your life
never
is spent.
Never work a day in your life.
Right. And it's so true. Corrine Woodman-Hollebeck, VP and co-owner of the APU Group. Is that right?
APU. That is. That's correct.
And Laura Geminder Coaching and Consulting LLC. See, we have it now. I brought you on before the break, and now I'm caught up. I'm not even drunk or, you know, with the disassociated state. And you've got organizers of Disrupt Madison, join the rebellion. Disrupt Madison, June 7th at the High Noon Saloon, 5:30 to 8. After party speaker meet and greet. You've got 11 speakers, different races, different backgrounds, the whole thing, right?
Yes, very, very diverse speakers.
With different stories to tell.
Different stories to tell, different topics.
Different passions.
Yeah, well, how many people, and I've seen this, and we all have, who just have jobs, they stay there for a long time, you know, whatever, 10 years or 30 years or whatever it is. They just never really liked it and didn't act on a passion they might have been harboring. Some people do hobbies and things like that, but they don't monetize. It's hard to monetize. I mean, for me, it's hard to monetize, you know, sports trivia or politics. You know, it doesn't pay a lot. You know, if I could fix the pipes or the cabinet, it would be better. Just talk to my ex-wife. But still, what do you, what do you say to people? You know, how do you have a passion and figure out a way to make money off it?
You know? I just ask people what they want for their life.
What do you want in your life? Mm-hmm. If they're just it's some job they don't really like, and you say, well, what do you
but
want?
Do you want a job that you really like? Do you want a business? Do you want something else?
Or a job you like, right? Mm-hmm. Which, of course, we all would say yes, you know.
You know, and we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
No. So everybody's good at something, right? I mean, they have characteristics. Or
yep. Strengths.
Strengths.
Mm-hmm. Talents.
Yeah.
Initiatives, potential.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people just give up because they can't handle the whole resume thing and the, you know, going online and sending out stuff and all that.
It can be very disheartening.
Right. So, you know, what would you say? Because obviously it must still involve calling the people and having a relationship. You can't just send the resume.
Most jobs aren't even posted anymore. It's very heavily through networks and referrals.
And resumes are actually going out of style.
Style?
Right now. And so the video resume or the, like Laura said, the invitation to look at someone's LinkedIn profile.
Oh, yeah, LinkedIn. I hear that's pretty good about that kind of stuff.
It
yeah.
is. You can add so much more than you can have on a resume.
Yeah, because I just talked to somebody that develops apps, and this person was hired through that because they saw something they liked, and bingo, there's a comment and an exchange, and you're off to the races. Mm-hmm. What about just sending somebody a letter, like a cover letter, and saying, I can help you make money, or I can help you increase your bottom line? Or I mean, is that corny or does it still work?
Yeah, you know, I was a recruitment specialist for the longest time. And when I went to go look at resumes, I would always tear the cover letter off.
You would tear it off?
I would tear it off.
You wouldn't read it at all?
I wouldn't read it. I'd give the resume a 30-second view and I'd look to see, you know, I mainly look to see the summary. What is it that they want?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you, again, a resume, it's not a legal document. It's a sales sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So.
And some people lie in their essays. No, I'm kidding. I mean, famous
people
cases.
People do or exaggerate.
Whoever checked, I mean, really think about it. I mean, because I've never once been asked to show my diploma. I did finally have to produce my transcripts for a job, you know, on the side, kind of a moonlighting type thing. Mm-hmm. And but not until I was like 55, cause, you know, working for what, 35 years. And finally somebody wanted the transcripts, and I see them, and I'm still mad about that one biology class that didn't go well. And why is that on there?
Speaking of resumes, one of our speakers is talking about heart and hustle.
So heart and hustle?
Heart and hustle, really. To get a job, to do a really well-paying job, to get in your foot in the door, all you need is heart and hustle.
So call them or see them and we just really push, right?
Well, a lot of times companies are looking at jobs saying, oh, you need a four-year degree. But really, if you think about what the person's doing and that, what if they have experience? What if they have the attitude? Can you train for some of those skills? Yeah. You can't train always for attitude.
Well, how would you get that across on your LinkedIn thing or your photo and your should you call and say, I'm so-and-so? And
I saw the greatest thing the other day, and this is from a peer in New York. She sent a Instagram post to a potential employer.
Ooh.
And she basically said, I want to work for your company because 3 bullet points about what she was impressed with the company and 3 bullet points about what she had to add to the position.
And had to get the Instagram account of the employer.
Correct.
Get creative. Well,
that's pretty cool, though. You could do that from sitting on a mountain or something and do, a little, hire me because yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Well, because the phone call isn't always, because they may be bothered, don't bother me kind of thing. So, yeah.
What sets you apart? That's what they want to know.
If they want to take your call, or if they're looking for you to say something on Instagram or LinkedIn, right? Mm-hmm. What you're saying is a good way to do it, right? I mean, that's a good way. So better than pick up the phone and say, can I talk to so-and-so? I'm so-and-so, and I would like to work for you, and I think it could help because...
A lot of times the calls are sales calls, so they go right to voicemail.
Yeah, that's true.
I would send a LinkedIn message.
Do LinkedIn.
Yep, say LinkedIn message. Say, can I have 5 minutes of your time?
Wow, yeah.
So if I have an employer and I'm looking for a really great employee with heart and hustle and boldness.
Employers work LinkedIn. Some people come to me, I see it on there, and I want to friend somebody on LinkedIn or connect that I know. And I go, oh, yeah, and they'll say, I don't do that, so I don't do LinkedIn, So it's got to be. I mean, chances are employers will, yeah, right? Not your golfing buddy or whatever. I mean, they'd rather just have you go away on the internet. I think it's great stuff, and I think it goes to a lot of despair, frankly, out there because people just are looking for direction and they're looking for some fulfillment in their jobs. I wonder a percentage of people are in jobs they just don't like because they're not doing what they want. Mm-hmm. Half? I mean, 75%? I mean, I don't know. How do you quantify it? And you both did it when you were young. You didn't wait till you were my age to do it.
You can't let fear hold you back.
Yeah, what are you going to... Because fear, what would you do? I mean, you'd probably still be able to find food or... what's the worst case scenario, right? I mean... Because there's support out there if you're temporarily out of luck or between jobs. I mean, right? I mean, you got a social support system in place. Is that what you would say to people?
Mm-hmm. Get creative.
Nothing can happen that's that bad. Lean on family. Lean on friends. What do you say?
And the great thing is that we live in Madison, Wisconsin. And Madison, Wisconsin is one of the best locations for talent pipelines. There is... number of different not-for-profits out there that are starting to create talent pipelines for employers.
And training programs.
Free like training programs. Feed kitchen.
Yeah. What about something like Indeed.com? Is that,
I haven't touched Indeed for, 5 years? No offense, Indeed.
So it's, too impersonal or too...
Yeah, I think it's for me, it's too... it's too saturated.
You're saying LinkedIn is the way to go. Or how about get the email of the supervisor you need to talk to and send them an email or her?
Yeah, I would do that. Actually, I would use
better than
multifaceted approaches.
Yeah. And call and so forth, yeah. It's amazing if you really have to have a job like right away, you find a way to make it happen, don't you? I mean, if you really need something, you do it. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a fascinating topic because a lot of people are listening in who are in that category and but some people you have to have a goal, right? I mean, you can just sort of let life go by.
We all have items that we think are our hobbies or just our passion projects or things that we do on the weekend, but there's always a way to capitalize on that.
Well, that's true, because you know, you could have hobbies all you want, but there's not a lot of money in being a college basketball fan, which I found over the year. You get the ticket to the big game, but there's not really a lot of money in that. You know, it costs money. Now, again, Corrine Woodman-Hollebach and Lori Geminder, and Disrupt Madison, actually, it's more than Madison. I mean, it's a lot of stuff.
But we're on the move.
Yeah, you are. Join the rebellion, the Disrupt Madison, June 7th, Wednesday night at High Noon Saloon, 5:30 to 8, 11 speakers. A meet and greet. How big are the meet and greets, by the way? You know, I have these networking things that happen like once a week or once a month. Are those big things to do?
So our Disrupt Madison is once a year.
Right, but I mean, there are meet and greets out there.
There's one every night in Madison.
Every night, or you know, are those good? Do you think go to those? Or
I think any time that you get to network with people like-minded, it's a good thing.
I like the in-business ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure. You know, probably high-end. Yeah. Food, drink, the whole thing.
I like Doyen Group.
Okay, well, there you have it. Hey, listen, you're both great to have on the show. And now that I got your names right, you know, it's all fine. You know, and good luck with the event, June 7th. I should, you know, I'll try to come if I can. All my people talk to your people, will draw something up. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mitch. I do want to mention that we are sold out, but you can go onto the wait list at Eventbrite, search Disrupt Madison. And Mitch, if you want a ticket, we'll have your name at the door.
Yeah.
I don't want to get cut in line. No, thank you for that, but we'll talk off the air.
Yeah. Again, we have live feed, so anyone can participate via the live feed.
Oh, okay.
www.disrupt.hinckleyproductions.com.
Disrupt.hinckleyproductions.com. I like the fact you sold out. You're on the move is what's going on here.
We're heading to Milwaukee.
Shakers. Huh?
We're heading to Milwaukee.
You're going to Milwaukee next?
Just Milwaukee this fall.
Oh, my. It'll be New York. It'll be Paris. It'll be whatever. Oh, thanks for coming in, both of you. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Mitch. Thank
All right. You. Mitch Hanks on MadisonTalks.com.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Hey, looking for something different to do with your friends? You got friends in town, maybe you're celebrating something. Comedy on State is known to be one of the top three comedy clubs in the country. We handle it right because of the details. If you want to experience that yourself, MadisonComedy.com. I can't say that enough. You can get links to our text club where you can get free tickets.
For a list of upcoming comedy club performers or to purchase tickets, go to MadisonComedyClub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State, MadisonComedy.com or 256-0099.
The great Joe DiMaggio still holds the major league record for the longest hitting streak in 56 games. Bucks Takeout Pizza has a 56-year winning streak for the best thin crust pizza in the city. Bucks Pizza has a unique taste like no other. Handmade pizzas with homemade sauce and homemade sausage. Two Madison locations on University Avenue and Cottage Grove Road. Just go to BucksPizzaMadison.com. BucksPizzaMadison.com.
The all-new Mitch Hanks Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
At P3 Pro, we're invested in creating a dynamic video experience for our clients. Everything from planning, shooting, and editing your events, commercials, webcasts, or films. P3 Pro has 27 years of industry standard experience, working to make your vision a reality. We stand apart from your traditional run-of-the-mill production experience and create memorable, moving, breathtaking imagery that conveys your message in a powerful way. We take your vision and turn it into a work of art. The art of storytelling, the art of beautifully crafted imagery, the art of persuasion. Visit us on the web at p3pro.xyz or call 608-571-3776. That's 608-571-3776.
6AM Marketing is a Wisconsin-based ad agency that doesn't look or act like other ad agencies. They don't follow conventional thinking and constantly push themselves and their clients to test the bounds of how far they can go. The result is relationships that have lasted more than 10 years. Clients refer to 6AM and their work as fresh, insightful, strategic, edgy, and creative. 6AM shows customers why your products and services are better than the competition. 6AM's Brand Smart process helps you establish your brand in the market for years to come. With a client's marketing team by its side, 6AM digs for the business problem the client is trying to solve and the business goals and objectives they hope to achieve, examining the market, competitors, the brand's consumers, and messaging to define a brand proposition that is both compelling and unique to the market. 6AM Marketing. They do it differently, and they do it well. Go to 6ammarketing.com. That's www.6ammarketing.com.
Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, our guests for 6:30 are coming down here, and Mike is going to run up and check it out. In fact, our other two guests from 6 o'clock, because the door's locked. I'll get back to you. Are you outside trying to get in? Okay, we're coming right up. We'll come right up, okay? So hold on there. Sorry. All right, take care. Bye. This is live streaming at its best here. And we got another special group of people coming in. It's called Reed. We'll tell you all about that. Also, a little sports talk at the end, which we haven't done much, but I will say that, I don't know how much people truly care about sports. You have this hardcore sort of guy community, and they hone in on the sports talk, and they want to hear about the Packers, 24/7, 365. And I wonder if the rest of us, I'll get into it, but it's one of those things. But also want to remind you that MadisonTalks.com, it's a podcasting website we're trying to really push, and you can have your own podcast. We have people who have had, different people who have had podcasts on the website where we post on MadisonTalks.com. When you record, you're recording live, and you can be, use social media, use your connections to get the word out, and people can go to it from several countries, and then you can build your following. So it's MadisonTalks.com. We're trying to do. You went that fast? Were they already? Well, you're a quick. Can we do an early little breaky poo and we'll get all set here? So stay tuned. We've got some special people coming in. And thanks for joining us here on Facebook Live and on MadisonTalks.com. We'll be back after a quick break. The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
This is Pete Gunderson. Pre-planning a life celebration doesn't necessarily mean prepaying. At Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, we offer a variety of affordable options that you can pre-arrange for free. It's pre-planning without the worry of prepaying. Learn more at GundersonFH.com, your hometown life celebration center. Gunderson Funeral Home.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down to discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com.
This is the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on-hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company. Continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, course sound effects, and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Bob Abella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Bob Abella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Hague.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Hague. What do you say to people who feel guilty about hiring a lawyer when they're injured or harmed by a company?
Well, there's a stigma that's been developed over the years where people are made to feel guilty about bringing a claim because of injuries. I have yet to meet a person or take on a client who woke up in the morning and said, geez, I'm going to go out and I hope I get in an accident today so I can make some money. People come in because they genuinely need help, and they're overmatched against a large insurance company. So we try to get them fair compensation and understand that it's probably a time that's very traumatic for them. They need someone on their side to guide them through the process that they're unfamiliar with.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, Hague and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hank Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hank Show.
We just talked about work and disrupting work and improving things in your job or getting a better job. Now we're talking about people who have some time. Time on your hands. Time is the hardest thing to give. And the group is called Ready. And I'm here with Frank Alfano, my good buddy from the Italian Workman's Club, and Kathy Martinson of United Way, and the group is Ready. People that retired, in your case, Frank, retired from both the county, Dane County, and Oscar Mayer. And, you know, tell me about Ready.
Well, like I say, Ready was started about 20 years ago from retirees at Oscar Mayer who wanted to stick together after they retire, because back then, you know, it was a lot of family. You know, you worked with people 20, 30, 40 years, and, you know, they become family, and that's what Oscar's was back then. And so they've been around, like I say, for 20 years, and we probably have 250 people, you know, because it doesn't matter what you did at Oscar's as long as you were Oscar employee.
But,
and since, like I said, Oscar's left town, we've formed a partnership with United Way. And Kathy here, you know, she was also involved with setting up Ready 20 years ago when she was really.
So you're ready to volunteer and do community work because you have some time. You're retired. That's the basic gist, right? Kathy, is that where people want to do stuff because they're retired, they have time, and they, you know.
And they want to stay active, and there's just a lot of different ways to get involved in the community. So volunteering is just a great way to continue to use your skills, to meet new people, to stay really active.
I know a guy, he does a podcast here once a week, Brian Beebe, piano bar up in Sorrento's, like Delton and the Dells, and he volunteers at the hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen that because I was in the hospital so much, and I think that's kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, right? That's the neat thing. There's so many nonprofit organizations and hospitals and other groups that are helping our community, and they really rely on volunteers to do the work that they do. So there's a lot of need.
Meals on Wheels, once I had somebody in the air, I said, I can give you an hour a week. And, of course, I did it for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they went from 7 to 12, and it became an issue with time. But, yeah, I mean, people need you. I mean, a lot of places need you desperately.
Yep.
So what would you tell somebody that wants to know or find out on how to do it? Contact United Way?
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. So we have a great website. It's volunteeryourtime.org, and there's hundreds of volunteer opportunities from about 300 different nonprofits in the community that are registered on that website. And then more specifically for Ready, because now with the partnership that we have, it's open to anybody who's a retiree. So it's not just from one company or another, but anybody in the community who's a retiree and would like to volunteer with other retirees, we want them to know that Ready is there, and we'd love to have them join.
Well, that's fantastic. Of course, Frank, I can't let you go without mentioning the Festa Italia, which is coming up this weekend, which I don't want to dig too much time away from what we're talking about here, but that requires volunteers as well, and that's a community event.
Oh, definitely. You know, we start planning that in October, you know, and we probably have 20, 25 guys, you know, on the committee, planning committee, and the day of, or the weekend of, we'll have maybe 100, 125 different time slots for people, you know, to work.
Yes, and the Italian, the Workman's Club always does great works in the community, great charity stuff, scholarships, all kinds of stuff, which you should be proud of.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun, too.
And I should say the Italian Women's Club.
They'll be
also
there.
Also there and do great stuff. So I'm amazed you never run out of pasta. You never run out of pasta. I mean, it's a three-day event, right, Frank? And you think, boy, how do you plan for the food? You'd think you'd run out like at, you know, 1 o'clock on Sunday, but no, it never happens.
You know, typical Italian, if we overcook, you know, there's always the next day for lunch, no matter what it is. Right? And we basically have access to an unlimited supply of pasta, sauce.
Yeah?
And
oh, boy, yeah. Fantastic.
Beer, wine, all the good stuff.
You could spend quite a weekend and, you know, kind of duplicate the life of the Sicilians in a real way. Kind of roll out of there. But anyway, that's great. And so, Kathy, give me some new things that have been coming out or, you know, sprouting up in like the last year that maybe didn't happen in the past. Or
one thing I want to mention for sure is with the partnership with Ready that that's a big thing that's come up. So having that, you know, being able to open that up to anybody who's a retiree. And we're having a big launch next Friday on the 9th, starting at 8:30 at American Family Insurance, to introduce Ready to the entire retiree community. So we'd love anybody who is interested.
Next Friday, American Family, what time?
8:30 in the morning.
Oh, really? So it's a breakfast.
Yeah, we'll have some continental breakfast, some coffee and good pastries and things, and then hear about the great work of Ready, hear from some of the organizations they're working with, and just how people can join in and be part of this amazing group.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's great stuff, and time is hard to get, but if you have time, you might as well give it, do something. You feel better about yourself, otherwise you're sitting there like me watching every episode of House of Cards in 3 days, which is probably not real healthy. Season 5. I'm on episode 7 right now.
Well, another thing with Ready, you know, is the volunteers and stuff like that, is people of all abilities, you know, we have something for them. You know, if they're with walkers, let's say, or canes, it's no big deal. You know, we have sit-down jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
which
was fantastic. So, you know, and good luck with that. And Ready, Kathy, it's fantastic. And keep the good work. Frank, you're always busy with stuff. I'm impressed. And you'll be there all weekend long at the Festa Italia, which starts Friday. What time?
4:30.
And, you know, we have music. We have food. We have, you know.
Yeah. They can go to iwc.com. to look at the whole schedule of events for the day.
And I think I'm working Saturday. I would just confirm this. I'll be at the door trying, you know, to count the money right. You know, it's always an important job.
Exactly.
You need that. That's Who gets this? You know, I'm sure there's somebody, you know, reasonable that will come and commandeer that, you know, as we go. But thank you both for being here, and I appreciate it. And, you know, good luck. And give me the site again here for volunteering, Kathy.
It's volunteeryourtime.org. And then to if people are interested in attending the launch for Ready, they can just email at readi@uwdc.org.
Okay, Kathy Martinson and Frank Alfano, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And this is the Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary.
You're listening to The Mitch Hank Show. Once again, here's the voice of uncommon sense, Mitch Hank.
All right, I'm just kind of going off the deep end here. I've had a lot of embarrassing moments in my life, and I'm sure maybe you have too. You don't want to talk about it, but give me the most embarrassing moment you ever had in public or in front of a group of people in your life. Most embarrassing. It could be something you did in sports or maybe in a recital, or you know, just or whatever the case. Maybe at work in front of a bunch of people. The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you, 210-1667, 210-1667. Mike, anything come to mind? Mike Brockwelder, engineer, nothing like
not
that?
Really.
You avoid embarrassment, yeah.
I try, yeah.
I was, I'll tell you what, I don't know how old I was, maybe 4 or 5 years old, right in that range. And my sister was the dancer and the whole thing, but at age 4 or 5, I was in some kind of a recital. And I remember it. I still remember, you know, you remember things when you're 4 or 3 or 4. You still can remember it. You know, it's your earliest memory, right? And I think it was 4, pretty sure, because I was doing the recital thing and the dancing for the rehearsal. And I remember this woman, Patty Lee. She was this nice-looking woman, but, you know, I was 4, so I didn't really have the impure thoughts or anything. But I know she had this little dance costume on. It kind of hit me. But when the recital came that night, we're in this theater at like a junior high school. It was a pretty big theater auditorium. And we had this grand finale at the end where everybody in the show was doing this final number. And I'm kind of going, I'm 4 years old. And I'm sitting there, and the curtain goes down, and I get caught in front of the curtain. I honestly got it 4. I wasn't trying to ham it up.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, and I just remember all these people laughing.
Last person on stage.
Just people laughing hysterically. And I thought, well, what? I didn't know if they were laughing at me. And then some stagehand, you know. But I'm sitting there by myself. I get caught. I'm just, like, wandering out. I'm spaced. I'm just zoning out. And I wander out in front of the curtain, I guess. And the curtain comes, and I'm the only person of like 400 people or whatever in front of the curtain at the end, caught in front. And people just roared. And I thought,
At least they didn't sweep you off like the Apollo.
Well, and maybe that's what led to kind of getting in show business or doing stuff, you know. Who knows? But that was an embarrassing moment. I've had embarrassing moments in sports and missing ground balls and dropping fly balls or whatever, and you know, missing layups, you know, things like that. But you know, sometimes you have a bad moment and you it affects you, and you're too shy to go forward or ask somebody out, you know, or try to go out for something. You know, when we were in college, we had a student radio station, which is why I kind of went there. Butler, at the time, they had the largest all-student-run radio station in the world because the director loved it, and that was the way he did it.
That's cool, yeah.
It was run by the students. It's 48,000 watts FM. We did all the ball games, and we did news, and we'd interview people coming into town who were famous, like at the time, Della Reese. I interviewed Della Reese and, you know, I'd interview people. It was a really cool thing. But there were kids, and of course, and I did play-by-play, and I did news. And I really involved myself in the thing because it was a fine arts major at the time. You're in there with voice and theater. But there were these kids. I'll never forget this kid from New York, and his dad was a congressman from New York City. And he wanted to be a sportscaster, but he never did a game. He was too shy to do a game. He just didn't have the nerve to do it. You could have. If he said, I want to do a game, everybody would have been able to do one.
Yeah.
And, of course, we just hogged as many games as we could, right? I mean, it was like a two-year run where we did pretty much every damn game, you know. And we finally had to, cough it up our senior year, let the young people come in. But this kid didn't do a game. Tom Weiss was his name. I don't forget. Not once. And finally, I kind of went to him, and I said, well, how come you didn't do any games? Or do any, because you wanted to do sports. He goes, yeah. He goes, I just never worked out. I just never, you know, whatever it was. And I thought, boy, that's a sad thing. If where you don't do it, and this, you know, we talked earlier in the show about fear as being an obstacle to stuff.
Or maybe didn't do the research.
Didn't do the research, wasn't ready, maybe didn't feel comfortable or confident, you know, and didn't do it. But, I mean, you have 4 years of college, and you just waste it in that regard. I mean, to me, that's sad.
Yeah.
You know, stand-up, you know, people should, there are a lot of people out there who should be doing comedy or stand-up or do emceeing at things. And I used to go on these rants in the news car. You know, Brian Messmer, who's been an engineer here, and is married to Terry Barr, who's a social media wizard and used to be on Channel 3. And back in the day, I would go on these rants and in the news car. And Brian would say, well, you should be doing stand-up. And I said, well, no, I could never do that. You know, I could never do that. And he goes, well, you could, but you just are saying that. Well, of course, I don't know, 5 years later, there was a charity thing. And the comedy club owner at the time, Vic Velacrest, said, you want to do some comedy at a charity event? And I said, okay, fine. I had a tuxedo, you know, and I told a couple of jokes, you know, like you hear from the internet or you'd have your friends tell you.
Cool.
And I would do that. And then, and it was fun, you know, but yeah, I had a couple of jokes. And some comedian in the audience said, well, you don't want to do jokes. You got to do bits. You got to write bits. And I go, oh, okay. You know how comedians, they have a topic and they just rattle off a bunch of stuff about that topic.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a ripple effect or, you know, it's like sequence. And so what I did was I thought of topics, but I had one joke per topic. I didn't have like 8 or 9 hits, which I later learned you had to have. Because George Carlin and the great ones would have, and their hits would get better every time.
To keep them rolling in.
Yeah. And so I would have one hit per topic. And if it died, you had nowhere to go. And it was just death. It was like human death on stage because you're in front of people. And there's nothing worse than that. There's nothing worse than bombing in a comedy show type of thing or at a private party. There's absolutely nothing worse, which is why people don't do things like that because it's embarrassing and it's humiliating. I'll tell you one thing, too, that was humiliating. My buddy John Vardalos, who may be watching on Facebook Live because I saw a post earlier, he used to run this event called Boomer Fest because he's, you know, baby boomer stuff. He's boomer.com. He's got this, you know, journal and stuff, and he's a big-time boomer guy. And so Boomer Fest, he said, well, I'm going to auction you off, you know, for a date.
For sure.
And I said, no. You know, I was thinner then, but I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. So I had a tux on and the whole thing. Nobody bit on me. I'm sitting there, got a tux on. And poor John, he was up with the microphone. Are there any single women? I mean, at the time, you just were so, imagine? I mean,
standing up there.
You know, I mean, it was so humiliating. And I'm going to tell people about it. Like, why would you do that? Why would you subject yourself to that? And, well, I didn't care that much. I just, you know, what the hell? And thinking back, that's how I met my wife, my first wife and only wife, of course, is no longer my wife. she's alive. It's just we didn't know the marriage wasn't going to last. But that was a case where it was a United Way event. It was like a celebrity auction at a United Way type thing.
Gotcha.
At a nightclub. But like a, you know, at the time it was like a, it was a like a disco back in the day.
Cool.
And where you, and I was a sports guy on the local station, so I was one of the quote unquote local celebrities who would get auctioned off.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be there live, so I had to do mine on video, and I danced with the assistant manager, and we hit it off, and ended up getting married. It was a lot of fun, but, you know, two beautiful kids, but, you know, probably not a good daytime relationship. We had a good nighttime relationship. You ever have those nighttime relationships where things are fun at night and you're out there, but then the daytime stuff, you know, it doesn't really work out. I mean, it was like, it was a Sinatra song, which I'm sure Brian Beebe treasures. The loving was easy, but the living was hard. The loving was easy, but the living was hard. Isn't the living hard? Now, some people that get divorced, they don't really race down the aisle again. No, some people do. Some people are married 3-4 times, or they get married right away. And let's see, my divorce was final like in 1995. I just hasn't worked out. I'm not saying it can't happen again, but boy, you know, you don't really want to do it again if it doesn't work out. So I'm, you know, maybe I should find a life coach. The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.